Researchers at Oak Ridge National Laboratory are hoping a new federal grant will help them turn plants into fuel. The Department of Energy announced this week that it's giving $12 million next year to the lab in East Tennessee, the start of a potentially major investment in bioenergy. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
Plant-based fuel already exists. Ethanol is made from corn. But researchers like Jerry Teskin are looking at the next generation for plants that are more efficient producers of energy.
Our plants of choice are poplar, which is the fastest growing tree in the northern hemisphere, and switchgrass, which is a native perennial prairie grass.
Teskin's team is working on identifying which genes within these plants are responsible for different traits. Then they'll create a hybrid that's the easiest to grow and has the best qualities to be converted into fuel. This federal funding is expected to last 5 years and would give Oak Ridge more than $100 million over that period. So in 2022, will we be driving around on poplar or switchgrass biofuel?
Yeah, you know, that's the $100 million question right there.
Teskin says he expects that the funding will help them make significant advances. But even if they figure out how to create cheap, effective plant-based fuel, it still might not be economically viable compared to other forms, like old-fashioned gasoline. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.